You're listening to SBS News.
A flurry of international media scrambled to cover the meeting that came as a surprise to almost everyone, apparently even to the parties involved. US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in their third face-to-face encounter in just over a year. President Trump had planned to meet South Korea's president after the G20 summit, but it's his meeting with his North Korean counterpart that came about in a more unexpected manner. Donald Trump had tweeted on Saturday that he would like to meet Kim Jong-un at the border to shake his hand and say hello. Instead, he made history by crossing into North Korea, which he says made an important statement.
I asked him, I said, would you like me to come across the line? He said, I would be honored to do that. I would be honored. Now, I didn't know really what he was going to say, but it was my honor to do it. We had a very good meeting.
A smiling Mr. Kim appeared delighted by the global attention and by his visitor.
In fact, I was surprised to see your message that you wanted to meet me. And then I found out there had been an official offer for the meeting in the afternoon.
South Korea's chief presidential secretary, Yoon Do-han, says the government hopes it's the beginning of peaceful relations between all three nations.
Today, the South Korea-North Korea-US summit marks another historic moment. There is hope that the North Korea-US negotiations, which have temporarily halted, will gain momentum. We highly praise the sincere efforts of President Trump and Chairman Kim. President Moon Jae-in is also doing his best to help the journey towards peace for the Korean Peninsula to gain results. We hope that everyone puts their energy together to create a world without wars.
Former US presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton both visited Pyongyang after leaving office, and Barack Obama visited the demilitarized zone but didn't actually enter North Korea. Critics have dismissed the meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim as choreographed and pointless, and say there's little proof that North Korea is serious about getting rid of its nuclear weapons. What is known is talks between the US and North Korea, which stalled earlier in the year, will now resume. Mr. Trump says it's not about how fast they can achieve an outcome. The president says sanctions will continue for now, but could possibly ease, depending on how the talks go. Jessica Washington, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.